As a baby boomer raised on Long Island's North Shore, two things were certain. I would go to college and marry. I did both and even picked up an MBA and produced a son along the way. But in 1990, after 13 years of marriage, my wife wanted a divorce. And at the age of 37, as our marriage crumbled, I finally faced the fact I was gay. 3 years ago, I met Rodolfo at a holiday party. We went out to dinner afterwards and both felt a connection. On July 3, 2003, Rodolfo proposed to me. I wasn't shocked, as we had discussed wanting a permanent commitment, but I was thrilled. None of our gay friends had married. Still, I didn't feel the renegade. I wanted to marry Rodolfo. Nothing less would do. Marriage in Texas or elsewhere in the U.S. wasn't possible, so we opted for Toronto, Canada. Friends asked, why bother to marry if it doesn't mean anything here? My simple answer is that our wedding would be real. Friends and family attending our wedding, the overwhelming majority being straight, said they hadn't seen two people so in love in years. But upon return to the U.S., we became second-class citizens accused of denigrating the institution of marriage. In fact, we had to lie to return home. Others entered the states as families. We returned separately. We were warned that if we tried entering as a family, we would be detained and harassed. As Rodolfo went down one immigration line and me another, my stomach was in knots. What could I do if Rodolfo was detained? I was powerless. Still, I feel every bit as married as I did while in Canada. Our marriage is legal and registered in Ontario. Whether recognized here or not, I am married. Nobody can take that away from me. Many Americans remain uneasy with the concept of marriage for same-sex couples. Our secret weapon is people getting to know us. When they see how much like other couples we are, fears dissipate. In the meantime, we continue building our lives together and loving each other.